Welcome to the Franklin Apprenticeships podcast series. Franklin Apprenticeships recently announced that it had partnered with the Maryland Department of Labor to develop a digital apprenticeships program for the state of Maryland. And Griffin Consulting is one of the inaugural employers that has signed up for this new and innovative apprenticeship program. And today we're speaking with Frank Valdivieso, who is the president and CEO of Griffin Consulting, further about this. Frank is also the DC chapter president of the International Association of Microsoft Channel Partners. And Frank, how are you doing today?
Fantastic.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us. And let's start at the top. If you don't mind, tell us a little bit more about Griffin Consulting and the IT services that you provide.
Yep. So Griffin Consulting, we're what's called a managed service provider. And we're actually based here in Largo, Maryland, which is based in Prince George's County, Maryland. And we primarily target the small and medium business market, which is organizations with less than 250 employees. And we basically will come in and basically provide them with all their IT support services from soup to nuts. We like to say we're their one throat to choke or back to pat, whichever the situation calls for. Hopefully it's back to pat. And we do everything from helping them with getting broadband services to purchasing cell phones to managing their Office 365 tenant sites as well. So we like to be, as I say, that one throat to choke for the small business owner as it relates to all their IT services, if you will.
That's great. Well, I appreciate that rundown there. And let's shift a little bit. Let's talk about some of the biggest workforce challenges that you all have faced. And I guess really it's probably the same for the IT sector overall, but we'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah. So for us, one of the positions that we're, you know, are constantly filling and have opportunities in is primarily for a help desk technician. And one of the challenges that I've seen here recently is that we'll get hundreds of resumes and candidates for a position. And then after speaking with the candidates, we tell that the resume doesn't necessarily track with their experience. And some of the candidates that we see, you know, I would think that, you know, they would have been exposed to some of these rudimentary technologies, either through school or their own personal development, given the pervasiveness of, you know, computers in our society. So it is, you know, a real challenge to find qualified candidates. And what we're seeing is, you know, we're having to, it's basically taking us three or four times longer to fill a position nowadays with regard to just for basic help desk positions.
Wow. So in terms of apprenticeships overall, how can that help with this challenge?
Well, I tell you, the thing that I'm so excited about this program is that, you know, number one, it's a very structured program. And the one thing that we can be assured of is that at a minimum, we'll know that the candidates will be getting a specific level of training, as well as on-the-job training, if you will, from our side. So we will be employing these individuals. They'll come to work in our office. We'll be providing them an overview of how we like things done here in our organization. But in conjunction with that, they're getting exposure to what I would say is, you know, the cutting edge education as it relates to the technologies that we are using today here on the job. So that's going to be fantastic. The other thing is that, you know, we're going to have input into this process. So that's very exciting to be able to help define, well, what are the skills and the technologies that, you know, current or individuals in today's market really need to have in order to be successful in this particular field. And then lastly, on the other end of the spectrum, if you will, so now imagine we've got now what I'm looking to hopefully happen is that we'll have a cadre of people that are going to be graduates of this program. So now when I put out that job listing for candidates, you know, one of the first things I'm going to look for is, are they a graduate of the apprenticeship program? Because again, what that does for me as an employer is it does a couple things. It establishes that I know, number one, that they've at least got 1 year of work experience. Number two, I have a sense of, okay, if they've graduated successfully, they've also have been exposed to the technologies that will readily transfer to my organization. So I'm hoping that that will allow us to significantly reduce the cycle or the time it takes for us to fill new positions.
Oh, that's great. Outstanding response there, Frank. And in many ways, you answered my next question, but I'll answer it anyway. I mean, Griffin Consulting is, you know, one of the first companies to sign up for this program. And you kind of already talked about why you joined this program, but if you have more to add to that, and what kind of caught your attention about this program early on, if you will?
Yeah. So one of the things is, you know, as you mentioned in my introduction, you know, I am the president of the DC chapter of the International Association of Microsoft Channel Partners, but I'm also participate in Voices for Innovation, which is a group of technology organizations that are sponsored by Microsoft as well. But what we are is a group of technologists that get together to advocate for issues that impact the IT industry. And through VFI, I came to learn about this apprenticeship program that has been hugely successful in the UK with the Microsoft partners there. And again, I'm a big believer in if you want to be successful, do what successful people do. And so after reaching out and learning more and talking to the team there at Franklin, I was just blown away at this program. And it just made sense. And even with meetings here with my local congressman, I mean, we even talked about issues of, you know, we need to find ways in this country to provide opportunities for those individuals in our community that are not going to be pursuing a traditional four-year degree. And I think apprenticeship is just a wonderful model for that. And again, individuals can go through this program and they can earn a really good living doing this. And so we're definitely looking forward to that process or of this process. And again, you know, lastly, I'd say it's a way for me to give back to my local community here. I think we'll be able to provide job opportunities for individuals, again, as I mentioned, that traditionally probably wouldn't go to a four-year degree, a four-year program and some traditional educational, you know, trajectory. Like I said, I think they'll be able to come on board, earn a very good living. And we're definitely very, very excited about this program and being able to participate.
That's awesome. You know, you also answered my next question about what you want to achieve for this program, but I'm going to shift this one a little bit. So how do you feel that this apprenticeship program is going to help impact the long-term growth of Griffin Consulting? You're going to have access to talent.
Exactly. And, you know, not only access to talent, but again, as a small business owner, you know, the way the model is structured, it enables me not only to get access to talent, but in a very affordable format, provide them the associated training that's required for the position. So it's really a win-win for me, obviously the students, and hopefully for my community here as well.
Awesome. You know, Frank, really appreciate your insights here today. Is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
No, I'm just excited to get started and I can't wait.
That's great. What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Franklin Apprenticeship podcast interview with Frank Valdivieso, who is the president and CEO of Griffin Consulting. And as we mentioned at the top of the podcast interview, Griffin Consulting is one of the inaugural employers that has signed up for the new Maryland Department of Labor Digital Apprenticeship Program, which is being driven by Franklin Apprenticeships. And Frank, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.